Hello.
Hi, is Nancy in?
Yeah, this is Nancy. This is Jeremy.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So I heard you have a question.
Yeah, I have a few questions.
Sure.
So I've already kind of got the idea that he's a high risk because of the lien on this thing.
And lean the credit, yeah.
He's approved for 75,000.
Correct.
Correct, but it could go down to 60 or 59.
Yeah, whatever you, yeah, he can take up
Right.
to
So we'll go
75,000.
back to, so you kind of based it on 75,000 is what you've based it on so far.
Correct, correct. That is correct.
Okay. So at the 75, he has $243 plus his payment, which comes up to 5,100.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that. He
I don't
has
know. Well,
it.
Sal, because I tried to get you and I couldn't get a hold of you, so I called Sal. So he said that it was $243 a day plus
Correct.
the payment, which averaged out to roughly
Yeah, so the
$5,100.
$243.51 a day comes to a total of $5,113 for the month. And that's Monday through Friday. We take that. So that's how we got the 5,100 number was that's the total he'll be spending monthly, essentially.
Alrighty.
Okay.
So now let me. So when does his first payment start?
The first well, as soon as he takes
On
out the loan,
November?
the next day. Yeah. No, it'll
Oh, it
come
does.
out.
No.
Yeah, we'll start taking so as soon as we give it to him is the day the next day it'll start to come out.
Okay, and so you put that into his checking account?
That's correct. We
Okay.
deposit 75,000.
You don't deposit it into. I mean, you don't pay the guy.
No, this is a cash loan. This isn't an equipment financing type of loan. Short-term cash loan, and he can do whatever he wants with the money. We don't monitor it. We don't
Right,
ask
I understand
questions.
that, but that's what he's doing it for. So, but anyway, so
Yes.
let me go back to this. So let's say I'm going back to 75 because that's where you're at. So
Okay.
let's say in January or de in January he decides to pay that off.
Okay.
So what is he paying off? How does he pay it off? He would have
So,
had what, three payments?
no, so
July, October, November, December.
it's a fixed loan, okay? So he's borrowing 75,000 and he's paying a total back of 112,500. So on that, whatever the balance is that he's ready to pay off, whenever he can pay it off total, I will give him a 6% discount on whatever the balance
So let's say,
is.
I'm just saying, let's just tell me if we pay it off in January.
Okay, so let's just say there should be about a little less than 100,000, right? So let's just use the 100,000 that there's a balance January 1. You pay that off, we'll give you a 6 grand discount. So he'll pay off 94 grand instead of 100, if the balance was 100 at that time.
So at that time, he has to pay off 94.
Correct.
Okay. Are you guys open to? Yeah, go on.
And I told him, I was like, look, I know he wants to do more trailers in the future, right? I told him, do this loan, start this relationship with us, and then on his next loan, he's not going to pay anywhere near what he's paying now.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is, but the amount of
It's a
profit
lot of
that he.
money that.
It
Go on.
is. It is. No, I understand what you're saying.
I mean, come January, you can pay 60,000 right cash right out of it. So that's the difference. It's
Yeah.
a bit, lot of money. That's another 30.
Well,
I don't know. Okay, I don't.
he doesn't have to
No,
pay it
he'd
off.
probably be better off to pay, just do it so he doesn't. I mean, I don't know if that works right. If he decides to just leave it for the 21 months. How did you come up with 21 months instead of like
That's
2 years or
can
something?
you can you hold on 1 second, Nancy?
Sure.
All right. Hey, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, sorry. So what were you saying? What was your last question?
If he takes the whole, how did you come up with 21 months?
So 21 months was what I felt comfortable signing off on. Okay, that was the longest I felt comfortable to give him. Based on his credit, his tax lien, I didn't feel comfortable signing off on anything more than that. Usually I sign off on like 12 months, which would have been a lot higher of a payment for him. But, he, you know, talking to him and seeing his game plan of how he plans to make his money, I felt comfortable signing off on 21 months for him.
Okay. Are you guys are not open tomorrow and probably not open on Monday?
We are open on Monday, and I do check my emails on tomorrow, but I know that he needed to go somewhere to...
Yes, go to North Carolina. There's,
to get the trailer.
There was four trailers that he liked. Two of them have sold. One is a possibility, but as of right now, the guy hasn't called him back, and then there's one more. But there's like eight trailers there, but we looked at it online, all the ones. So he needs to go there to look at it because he's not going to buy a trailer. I mean, you see it on the... You know, you see it on the internet, but
right.
A lot of times those could have been when they first got it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, doesn't it have? Isn't he making it custom made, or is he literally buying one that's already made?
No, it's already. Well, it's one that's sort of already made, but he's making changes in them.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's not going to be a custom one. A custom one is like $300,000.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
not,
I mean,
this is a used one, and one of them is the Jimmy Stewart's one. It will come, but he'll rewrap it and do it and do the whole inside his way,
sure.
Their way, you know, sure. What it is. But they say some of them need tender, loving care. Well, when you look at them, they don't look like they need tender, loving care. But Hollywood, who is a really good friend all through NASCAR and IndyCar and everything, he went out and looked at them, and he suggested three of them, and then another one came in, and then another guy suggested this one. So this other one is like $59,000. So So let me ask you this. I don't know. What if I was to, my husband and I co-signed?
That it wouldn't be a business loan then. No, because it has to be him because he's the business owner. We don't do personal loans. We only do business loans. So the co-signer.
Well, I'm part. I work part of the thing. I'm not really a partner. I used to be years ago a partner, but I just gave it all to him, but I worked there anyway.
Okay, I see.
So, yeah, it's not like, I mean, I run all the assets of all the things. He runs the business. I do all the ordering, payroll. I do all that other stuff. So, now since his brother that passed away, and that's where that lean stupid thing comes on. That's what happened. There was a... he got money, and part of the money was going into the could go into the business, but he took the money and put it all into my son's daughter, and did school loans, you know, different types of loan and everything. But he put it into his account because that's what one of the guys told him: just stick it in your account, and then you can do what you need with it. And Todd said, "Well, I was just going to do it all for Brooklyn, but anyway." That guy helped him out do it all, but our accountant screwed up and did it as a different way, I guess. And now that accountant has disappeared, and we've had nothing but issues. So our new accountant is advising Todd on all the stuff now. We really like him. But anyway, I'll talk to Todd, and then he can call you back.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Just let Todd know that, look, I'm staying here a little bit extra. I'm here right now. We're really, really busy. If he wants me to just get the paperwork for him, I'm going to need a driver's license and a FOIA check. Because I don't know, what's his time frame of trying to bring the money on?
Right away.
Okay. So
if he goes there tonight, if he flies out Sunday, there's no flights out there tonight.
Okay.
He flies out on Sunday, like the late red eye, and then get there like around 8:30 or 9. They open at 9. They would do the deal, and then they would turn around, and he'd fly back home by 5:00.
Okay. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I got to handle a couple more customers. I will handle that, and then I will call Todd back and ask him if he wants to move forward, and y'all let you talk to him, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. Wait, let me ask you. So if he
sends
out going out to the 21 months,
mm-hmm.
He's still going to be paying $100,000. Is that what it is?
It's 112. If he wants a shorter term, I can get him save him a little bit of money. But it's the 21 month that's making it cost so much. So if he, but his payments will be higher. It's going to be more than $5,000 a month. I just want to make sure he can afford it and he's not over leveraged.
Right. No.
You
he,
know?
He'll be able to afford it. It's just like we tell our kids: you get in a house, you always can find a way to afford it.
Right.
To buy the house.
Right. Right. Right.
You know?
Okay.
I mean, that's really the way it is. Once you get your foot in the door, then you don't have a problem, and Todd wouldn't have a problem with that.
Perfect.
What would he drop down to the next thing?
I don't have those numbers in front of me. I can
okay.
find out
All
when
right.
I call him back. You guys talk.
Okay.
Do what you need to do,
yeah,
and I'll call him back.
I'm up in Havasu right now with my granddaughter, with my son that passed away. So I'm up here with her, but I'll call Todd.
I told him. So. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, my my good friend lives in Havasu, so it can be a good time.
Oh,
you guys at the are you guys at the lake right now, or?
No, we just are at our house. Tanya's
okay.
house up here also.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we
I
have
totally
that,
understand.
But no, I just picked her up and we're running around getting stuff for Halloween and stuff. So
well, that's
anyway,
fun.
But I'll talk to Todd. Okay.
Absolutely. Have a good time and nice talking
okay.
with you, Nancy.
Bye bye.
All right, bye.